Mar, most liberals are too scared to clearly reject crazies. By Ian Hanchett on September 27, 2025. During his closing monologue at the end of Friday's broadcast of HBO's Real Time, host Bill Maher said that he doesn't think most liberals are crazy. But neither do they make it clear they disapprove of the ones who are. And their cowardice in not marginalizing their own crazies has been their downfall. And argued the right needs to stop the slide into autocracy. Maher began by saying that he's proposed many bipartisan grand bargains before, such as, you stop saying fetuses are the same as babies, and we'll stop saying trans women are the same as biological women. You stop saying alternative facts, and we'll stop saying my truth. You stop saying thoughts and prayers, and we'll stop with the land acknowledgments. You admit there's no such thing as voter fraud, and we'll admit that getting a picture ID isn't really that effing hard to do. He then proposed another bargain: the left will seriously quash all their loony woke shit, and the right will stop the slide into autocracy. That's really the only card left to play, because the basic problem we have in America is, conservatives think the liberals are insane, and they're not completely wrong. Now, I don't think most liberals are insane, but neither do they make it clear they disapprove of the ones who are. And their cowardice in not marginalizing their own crazies has been their downfall. After listing outlandish left-wing ideas and saying that the problem with a lot of them is people just saying things and thinking that magically makes them true, Maher then said, to my friends on the right, I say, becoming an authoritarian police state, that's not going to work for you either. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.